We're at the end of a big week in American politics. The national election is over, and the president has been reelected. People are assessing exactly what took place. I've been reading a lot of commentary, like so many, watching what took place. We talked the other day about fear, and regardless of the outcome of the election, how one should approach that. I've noticed that people are still processing through, Steve, what has happened with this election cycle.
It's almost like watching a football game, and then Monday morning, you've got to quarterback the whole thing over again and try to assess what happened.
Yeah, so we've come to, in a sense, the morning after, and an assessment. The other day, again, I talked about not being fearful. I was thinking this morning about the scripture in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27, where the Apostle Paul, writing from prison, very discouraging setting, writing to a group of people who themselves were wondering about the future, and as Paul knew, they needed some encouragement, he says, "Let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." And so he encouraged them to stand strong, stand together, one faith, and one mind.
I think that's an important aspect. Whether you're for that political candidate or not, so be it. This is the hand that we've been dealt. Are we ready to move forward in faith? We have to have that kind of an approach so that we're of the mind of Christ. Our faith is in God. We're directed that way to the greater hope that we should all have.
And remember that we are the ones who make those decisions. And we do have that power. We have that freedom. And that's what the Apostle Paul was really tapping into, that individual perspective that gives each one of us the ability to choose our reaction to a situation like this, where perhaps there's a lot of uncertainty. People are wondering what's the direction of the nation, what has changed, what does it mean? But when we are rooted in some very firm values, biblical values, and a relationship with God, with faith, one mind, and God's Spirit, then we can face whatever we need to with encouragement and with a positive focus to move forward.
That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.